الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون، فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Continuing from yesterday's topic, infaq fi sabilillah, inshallah today I'll try to cover it up and then we can move further. There was a person who used to spend money right and left, used to give so much of charity that unbelievable, you know. So one of his close friends approached him and he said, why are you spending so much of money? You should control yourself, leave a little bit for the future, think about your family, etc. So he used to say that spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just like a shuhada. What does it mean? When a person is sacrificing his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or for sake of deen Islam, before his blood touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his shahada, his martyrdom, and grants him a Jannah right away. And there is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون, that they will have no fear of future. خوف means the fear of future. ولا يحزنون, and حزن means a person is worried about what is left over, behind. Whatever he has done or she has done in past, that thing is bothering him. I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't go like this. I shouldn't say like this. What I did, it was not right. This kind of bothersome, which already done in past. That's called huzn in Arabic. He's worried and, you know, keep on, you know, concerning about that, whatever is already passed, out of his hand, out of his control. And khawf is the future. What will happen in a strange place, in a new place I never been there before. I don't know anyone there. I will be strange in that area. How I'm going to communicate? Who is going to help me? What will be in front of me? How many kind of problems and hardship I'm going to face? This is the fear of future. That is called khawf in Arabic terms. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given glad tidings to those who martyred and sacrificed themselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa. Surah Al-Imran, ayat number 170 and 169 and 170. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. You should not count or you should not think of those who have sacrificed their life فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَمْوَاتًا. You should not consider them as the dead people. They're dead, they died. You know, don't regard them dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. But these people are transferring to the next world and they are still alive in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are alive. يُرْزَقُونَ. And then like a person who is living, he required the food and provision to survive. So these shuhada, these martyrs who are, gone from this world, his dead body is there, but immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transfer into the next world, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them paradise immediately. And in Jannah, they are enjoying the fruit of the Jannah and all the bounties of Jannah there and then. Yurzakun, meaning now they are cut off from this worldly life, but immediately their next life starts and they are still alive in the next world. It comes in the hadith those who martyred in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their body, their soul is still there. Soul is the same soul, but the body form is changing now. Instead of this kind of body, they will have the body of birds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put their souls into the form of birds, and they have wings. And in Jannah, until the Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, okay, now you fly wherever you like to fly in paradise. Whole paradise for you. Enjoy yourself wherever you want to fly. So this shuhada, since they became shaheed, till the Yawmul Qiyamah, they will be in form of birds in paradise. They're going to enjoy their lives there. And they are yurzaqoon, they are being fed the bounties and ni'mah and favors of Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And illa khawfun Allah khawfun alayhim wala hum yahsanun. So this is the word used for them, that they have no fear. Whatever they have left behind, they will have no fear of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take care of them. And whatever will come in front, in future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already pardoned their all sins. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already granted them a Jannatul Firdaus. So this was the glad tiding of the shuhada. So this brother, who was so generous, and he used to spend his money right and left, giving the needy and destitute people. So he replied to his friend when he argued or countered him, why you are spending so much of money, you're not thinking about tomorrow. He said, the person who is spending the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just like a shuhada. The state of shuhada is they don't have fear of future, and they don't have worry of the past. Likewise, the person who's spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also in the same category. I don't have to worry about future, and I don't have to worry about my past. That's why I'm spending and giving charity in abundance. And then to prove his argument, he related this ayat of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 274, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Those people, those believers who spend their wealth, يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, they spend their wealth, they give charity and donations, بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, day and night. Right? Meaning, as many times the required is need, someone comes to them, whether it's night or day, they don't bother, they don't think twice, they just give and help the people, لَيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. And another thing, this is their quality. They give the big charity and donation secretly, privately. No one knows between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes they give charity in public also to encourage others. For example, a fundraising going on in the masjid or somewhere, in the public place. And people are writing the names, oh, for my side 100, for my side 5,000, etc. So there you have to expose yourself, you have to stand up, you have to give your name, you have to take the form and you have to sign it, how much you are donating, or write a check in front of the people. This is called Alania. Everybody knows how much you gave, 5,000, 1,000, 100, whatever. So this is called Alania. Sometime is required. When it's fundraising going on for some from cause, Dini cause or madrasa, masjid, etc., or some organization, social work going on, etc. So at that time, we have to expose ourselves. You can't hide there. And you can, in that case also, some people hide, they don't give the name. They say just blank check, you just write the amount and just say from the one person, one Muslim brother. They don't like to expose their names. But if you want to expose to encourage others, it is permissible. Because again, Allah is going to check your heart. What is your niyyah? What is your intention? The time you are giving the check or the cash, what is your intention? Are you showing off? Are you are expecting some praise from the people? The people must regard you generous. Or you are giving with the intention that if I give 5,000, someone else will beat it. Someone else will have this encouragement. Or so and so is giving so much. Let me also give this much. So that if your niyyah is that, then it's alhamdulillah, subhanallah. This is very good intention. So he said, Alladhina yunfiquna amwalahum billayli wan nahar, day and night, sirran wa alaniya, alal ilan, secretly and alal elan, secretly, privately and publicly. Falahum ajruhum inda rabbihim. So whatever donations, charity they are giving path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely they will have the ajar and sawab by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala khawfun alayhim. That was his proof. Wala khawfun alayhim. Wala hum yahzanun. And they will have no fear of future, and they will have no worry of the past. So this is the benefit of giving charity and encouragement by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, remember my brothers and sisters, this is the holy month of Ramadan. Why I'm stressing so much on sadaqah and khairat, so we can have some kind of encouragement and we can also open up our hearts. There are so many people are in need of in back home here. They are suffering from the disease, coronavirus, or there are so many, kind of disease that people are suffering, our relatives, our friends. So we should give this year more than what we used to give in past, because time has changed. This is the calamity. This is the waba. This is the things which people are suffering all over. They don't have food. They don't have oxygen bottles and what and what. So in this month, we should be more generous than last year. We should give more money this year. Even zakat is not for us upon someone. Say zakat is not for us. You should not think, I'm not entitled for zakat. Why should I give? No. Even if you give $100, $50, inshallah, Allah will accept with the niyat of sadaqah, with the niyat of khairat. Allah will help you. Hazrat, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is role model for us, right? Laqad kana lakum fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana. The best example of practical life, if you want to follow anyone, your role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life, right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be very generous, very generous. He never keep his hand back. Anyone used to come, ask any kind of help. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first of all used to give from his wife's side, and then if he couldn't find anything, then he used to borrow the money from someone, and used to fulfill the desire of that person. But he never used to say no to anyone. There was no la in life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except la ilaha illallah. Otherwise, there is no law. So that was the generosity of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But especially in the month of Ramadan, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, because she used to observe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very closely. Each and every moment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she used to keep an eye. A lot of narrations in Tirmidhi Sharif, Shama'il Tirmidhi, you will find by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she said, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ajwadu bil khayri min rihil mursala." Aw kama qal. That in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be more generous than fast blowing wind. Just imagine when the storm comes, or just cyclone, how fast the wind is blowing, right? So you cannot catch, you cannot stay there. It's so fast, it's so heavy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spin right and left, even the faster than the wind. That was just the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how generous he used to give from the morning till evening. He just used to contribute and used to just give donation to the sahaba, the poor sahaba, and needy sahaba, from the morning till evening. And this come another riwayat that in the month of Ramadan, in every evening, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to descend in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam every single day of Ramadan, throughout Ramadan. Every day, Jibreel salam used to descend in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to recite the Holy Quran in front of Jibreel salam, used to make revision in front of Jibreel salam, the whole Quran from Alif Lam Mim till Wan Nas. That was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, used to recite in front of Jibreel salam. Why? Because Jibreel salam is that angel who used to bring the wahi and revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the day one, Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, till the one nas. So whole Quran was revealed through Jibreel alayhi salam, Right? So that's why he wants to make sure that I did not forget any ayat or any verse. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't forget this with the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. فَإِذَا قَرْأَنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعَ قُرْآنَ. When Rasulullah used to, when Wahy used to reveal, Rasulullah used to follow the verses in with this concern that I should not miss any letter, I should not miss any verse of this revelation. So he used to repeat it same time, fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, satisfy him that don't worry, you don't have to have any concern about it. Inna alayna jam'ahu Qur'ana, it is our responsibility. We are revealing the Holy Quran upon you. So we will make sure that each and every word and letter of the Holy Quran should be in your heart. That's for sure. You're not going to forget any verse, any ayat, or any letter of the Quran. This is our responsibility. The whole Quran will be preserved first in your heart. And then through you, the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in will memorize. So that was a guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who used to you know send Jibreel salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Hazrat Jibreel salam used to come and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and listen to his Holy Quran, Rasulullah sallam used to become so pleased. He used to spend even more. I'm very happy. I'm giving more in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at my nobility, look at my status that Jibreel salam came in front of me and I am reading in front of Jibreel salam. So that conversation or that, you know, sitting used to make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so happy and pleased. So he used to even, you know, spend more money in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, sadaqat have so much benefit. There is one riwayat Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated. Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hadith Qudusi, meaning it is very authentic. The words are the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, but the message is direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining. Inna Allah azza wa jal yaqul yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask this question. Yabna Adam maritu falam ta'aridni. Oh, Ibn Adam, oh insan, I was sick. I was ill. You didn't come to visit me. Qala ya Rabbi kayfa a'uduka wa anta rabbul alameen. He will surprise, ya Allah, how you can get sick? You are the Lord of the world. How I expect you to become a Sikh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qala ama alinta anna abdi fulanan marida falam ta'udhu. You remember so and so of my servant was sick and you knew about him. Whether it's your relative, your friends, or fellow Muslims. You knew about his sick, he's admitted into the hospital or he's at home, he's suffering. Ama alimta annaka law uttahu lawajattani indahu. Don't you know? If you have gone there, visited that sick person, he was my servant, right? You would find me over there. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you visit any sick person, then you are visiting that sick person, but you just like you are visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there and there. That is a reward, an opportunity of visiting sick person. Then you will say, Ibn Adam, istat'amtuka falam tut'imni. I was hungry and you didn't feed me. Again, he will surprise. Qala ya Rabb, wa kayfa at'imuka wa anta rabbul alameen. Oh Allah, how can I feed you then while you are the Rabbul Alameen? You are the Lord of the universe. You are Razak. You are the sustainer. You used to feed the whole world. Now you're telling me you were hungry. How can it make me very strange? Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, Qala ma alimta annahu. Istat'amaka abdi fulanan falam tut'imhu. Do you know so and so person, so and so time, so and so place and village and street or house? He was hungry and he was asking for a piece of bread. And you had all the opportunity to give him the bread or money to buy the bread. You didn't give him. If you would have given him bread or food to eat, you would have found me over there. So there are so many organizations, alhamdulillah, they are, you know, organizing the food to the people. So we should participate in that. Whatever, according to our capacity, we should, you know, take part and give some money to buy the food so they can distribute to the needy and destitute family. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if ama alimta annak law at'amtahu lawajadta zalika indi. If you had fed him, you would find me over there. In fact, you feeding him is like you are feeding me. I would have rewarded you for that generosity. Then he said, Ibn Adam, istaskatuka falam taskini. He said, I was thirsty and you didn't give me drink, water to drink. Kala ya Rabbi, kaifa asqika wa anta rabbul alameen. Oh my Lord, how can I give you water to drink and you are the Rabbul Alameen, you are the Lord of the worlds. Qala istasqaka abdi fulanan falam tasqihi. That so and so person asks you water to drink and you didn't provide the drink. Ama innaka law tasqaitahu lawajadta zalika indi. If you would have fed, give him water to drink, you would have find me by him and I would have rewarded you for that. So this is Hadith Qudsi, my brothers, is only three example: hunger, thirst, and the sickness, disease. But any person suffering with any kind of problem, financial problem, his car got stuck, flat tire, whatever you imagine, and you just helping him out according to your capacity, Allah becomes so pleased. Allah becomes so happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, if you fulfill the right of the person in this world, Allah will take care of you in hereafter. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fis sama, that you must have mercy upon those who are on the surface of the earth, then Allah will have mercy upon you on the sky, on the heaven, when you need the most. So it is give and take. If you take care of the makhluk, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you in hereafter. He will forgive all your sins. Now, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, da'u maradakum bisadaqati, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you must get cure of your sickness through sadaqah. Now, logically, when a person gets sick, what do you need? He need medicine, isn't it? He need medicine to get cure. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are sick, you want to get cure, what you should do? Give sadaqah. You know, it's two different things. But this is how it is. If you give sadaqah while you are sick, or anyone in your family is sick, or your friend is sick, so that sadaqah has that power, that through sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your disease and sickness without even taking medicine. Because we have to remember this one point, principle. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was preaching Namrud and all the people of his town, and he was introducing the sifat and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, my Allah is that who feed me when I'm hungry. My Allah is there who give me the water when I'm thirsty. And then he said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Wherever I get sick, whenever I get sick, my Lord is the one who grant me the cure. No one else, no hakim, no doctor, no surgeon, no specialist. Allah is the one who grants me the cure. Real cure come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the operation and surgery becomes success. Then the medicine becomes, you know, powerful. And that is only asbab. We have to take the asbab. We have to take the means. Don't guess me wrong, that stop taking medicine and then you will get cured. No, we have to take the medicine also as a sabab. But real thing is this, that through the sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to remove your disease even without taking a medicine. Allah is the one who grants the cure. There was a person, very rich person, and it is a true story, it's not fairy tale, at Egypt, Cairo. he used to live in the Cairo. So he got some heart problem. So he went to the doctor, heart specialist, cardiologist. When he checked his cardiogram, he did his cardiogram, he checked his heart. He said, oh, you're all, you know, the veins going to your heart is blocking now. All arteries are blocking. You have to do the surgery, heart surgery immediately. Otherwise, you will die. So he said, okay, then go ahead. He said, in my hospital, we don't have that equipment, the, you know, advanced technology. And this is very critical, complicated surgery. And I'm not able to do it. You have to travel to the European country. They are more smart and expert in this field. They will do the surgery on your heart. So I cannot do it. So he advised him to travel to the Europe. So he went to Germany. He went to Germany and the top, you know, surgeon of the Germany, he consulted him. So he also did all the cardiogram and you know, checkup and everything. And he also found it, yes, your arteries are all blocked and you have to do it immediately. I will do the surgery. It will be very costly, number one, but I cannot guarantee you. It is 50-50. After my surgery, I am not 100% sure that you will get the cure. But I can try if you want, and chance is 50-50. So when he heard, after spending so much of money, still my chance is 50-50, I may die on the operation theater, on the table. Allah knows best. He said, give me 2 days. Let me go back to my family, my daughters and my wife, and let me spend a couple of days with them, do the farewell, then I'll come back because I may die in Germany. He said, okay, go, but come back quickly. You don't have much of time. So the arteries are blocking. So he flew back to Cairo. And as he was walking into the street in the bazaar, he found there was a butcher shop in the market. And we know when the butcher, you know, make the pieces of the this flesh of the goat or beef or whatever, they cut off little pieces, you know, which is wastage of the bones, which is not good bones, or, you know, they just cut off the, some pieces of the fat and things like that. They throw it and make the pieces clear and clean. So he was doing that for some customer. There was one very old lady, very poor lady. And she was collecting from the ground those pieces of the bones, which was just through the pieces of the fat and all. So she was picking up and putting in her basket. So as what she was doing, this man who had a heart problem was passing through and he saw. She said, sister, what are you doing? This is the wastage. Why are you collecting it? She said, I'm so poor and I have the daughters and they never ate meat from last 2 years. So I'm collecting this piece of the, you know, leftover and I'm going to go home and I'm going to wash it. I'm going to cook it. And that will be the meat for my, you know, curry for my daughters. I cannot afford to buy the meat. So this person got affected. Immediately said, sister, stop, don't do it. He went to the butcher and he said, look, this sister will come to you, whether it's every day or once a week or twice a week. You give her whatever she wants, as much she wants for free, and write the bill on my name. And he said, I'm giving you this certain amount for the whole year in advance. He gave him big amount to the butcher. Okay, take it right now. And this is sufficient for the whole year. I'm paying you in advance. Whenever she comes, please give her a nice flesh. She doesn't have to pick up from the ground. So when he paid in advance for 1 year, and she is next to him and she's listening all this conversation, and she felt so happy and she started crying. And then there and there she raised the hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that condition, she overwhelmed because of this offer and because of this great help of this generous person. He said, oh Allah, whatever this brother is going through, please remove. Please grant him peace. Please fulfill his all desires and remove all the, you know, problems of his life. Whatever he desires, please fulfill his desires. and grant him cure and all. She's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She didn't know that this person is suffering from the heart disease. He didn't know. He never told to her, and she didn't know. She just make dua there and there, because she was. And remember, my brothers and sisters, if you help any poor and destitute person, his dua is accepted directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, after these 2 days, he flew back to the Germany, went to the same doctor, surgeon, heart specialist. And before they went to the surgery, he said, let me just check up, take some x-ray and see how is your condition of your heart when you came back from Cairo. When he did the x-ray, he found all the blockage were open, right open. He said, what kind of medicine you drank in Cairo? Did you went to any doctor or drink some kind of dawa? He said, no, I just visited my family and I came back, because you are the one who is going to do surgery. He said, you don't need surgery anymore. Your old arteries are open, wide open. Go back, you don't need surgery. So then he realized, and doctor asked him, but how it happened, what happened? Then he remembered the dua of that old lady, the poor lady, she was making dua. And this is the result of her dua, that without operation, without surgery, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him cure, because Allah is the one who can do anything. So he got cure without surgery, without spending money, because he spent little bit money to fulfill the desire and need of the destitute and poor lady. So brothers and sisters, this is how our sadaqah, our khairat help and remove the calamities and problem and disease. So my humble request for all of us, whatever we can afford, please be generous and spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. We'll continue inshallah tomorrow.